Let's meet the contemporary Australian artist Patricia Piccinini. Piccinini creates very unsettling life-size hybrid sculptures that are a comment on our relationship with nature. Her latest is the Sky Whale. I suppose it's a sculpture, it's really a balloon. It's this hot air balloon that's in the shape of an otherworldly creature. Looks a lot more like a big turtle to me than a whale, but it has these pendulous udders, these great breasts that hang down along the sides. And when you look up in the sky, there are these bosoms looming over you as this thing makes its way through the atmosphere. It's very stunning indeed. So what are the artworks that have most influenced Patricia Piccinini? She tells us for Top Shelf.
It's hard to nominate just five things that have had an influence on me, but I have done that, and I'm pretty happy with them. The first one is a painting called Anguish. It was made in the 1880s, and it's by August Schenk, and it's at the NGV. It's a very popular painting. I'm not the only one who loves it. It's often voted the most loved painting in the whole collection. And it's of a sheep, and she's standing above her baby lamb, and the baby has got blood over her, and around her there are lots of crows. And we don't know if the crows have maybe pecked this poor vulnerable lamb to death, or if they're there mourning her demise and her passing. It's a very moving work, and it's one that makes me feel real empathy for that situation, for that mother, because it would be such a terrible predicament to be in. And it's snowing. It's snowing and it's cold and it's dark and it's grey. It makes me feel, it moves me. And that's what I want when I go to an art gallery. I want to be moved. And this piece does it for me. The second work is a film made in the 1930s. It's one of the first films that was made, and it's called Freaks. It was made by Todd Browning, and it's a really interesting film. I just viewed it recently with my seven-year-old daughter, and she really got it too. It's about a family or a community of people who show themselves in the sideshow alleys of a circus. And they've got really famous people who showed themselves, like Johnny Ek, for example. This film is about the kind of code that they have. If you hurt one of them, you hurt all of them. And it's kind of a family. And they're all so different and so accepting of each other. And the film is about a beautiful woman they call Cleopatra. And she seduces this little person and wants his fortune and nearly kills him. Anyway, I don't want to spoil it, but it's about how they all come around and look after him and take their revenge. It's a great, great film about family and acceptance of difference. The third work is a book by Mary Shelley. I'd have to say Frankenstein had a big impact on me. I read it when I was in Italy. I think I read it in one night, and it really had a huge impact on me because it was about how Dr. Frankenstein is a really bad parent, and he creates the most wondrous creature. And like in Freaks, the real monsters aren't the creatures, but the so-called normal people. Dr. Frankenstein does everything wrong by his son, and in the end, in some ways, deserves what happens to him. And we see the true nature of his creation and how open-hearted he is and how beautiful he really is. And that has influenced a lot of the way that I make my work. There's a real kind of empathy and sympathy for the created other. The fourth thing is a book by Ishiguro, and his novel is Never Let Me Go. And I met a woman in Washington who had read it 7 times, cover to cover, and I just thought, golly, I must read this book. And I did, and I understood why she read it over and over and over, because it's such a beautifully written book. It's about a group of teenagers that are in a boarding school, and we know right from the onset that they're there to be cut up for spare parts. But for about 3/4 of the book, it's really just about them and about how they relate to each other and how really how normal they are. They're just like normal teenagers. And you really come to empathise and know who they are. And so at the end, when they're incredibly resigned to being sort of slowly killed off for their replacement parts that they're growing inside of them for these wealthy people, you really feel for them. And I hope that when I make my work that I can make something that approaches this. And the fifth thing, I'd have to say, anything written by Michael Pollan. I was going to say the cauliflowers that are growing in my tiny front garden in Clifton Hill, but actually it's really Michael Pollan, and especially in defence of food, because he taught me that you can't trust big corporations. He taught me to see beyond what's out there. And he's also interested in what's natural and artificial, as I am. He's had a big influence on the way I see things.
Contemporary artist Patricia Piccinini with her favourite artworks for Top Shelf.